Handbill offering a reward for information regarding the theft of banknotes, 24th of December, 1818. TNA reference HO61/1F4. Public office, Bow Street, December the 24th, 1818. 100 guineas reward. Whereas on the night of the 31st of October, the undermentioned notes of the Sturminster and Dorsetshire Bank, under the firm of Warry, Colborne, Best & Co., were stolen from the Exeter Mail and being payable at the house of Messrs. Prescott, Grote & Company, Bankers, London, payment thereof has been stopped. Notice is thereby given that whoever shall give information of the parties who stole the same shall, upon conviction, receive the above reward, by applying to Mr. John Stafford, Chief Clerk at the Public Office, Bow Street, or Mr. Thomas Warry, Solicitor, No. 7, New Inn, London. N.B. Serial numbers for 10, 5 and 1 pound notes were listed on the bill. These have not been transcribed. The person first described purchased a new pair of Wellington boots at Bath, marked in the inside, Jones, number 16262, and it was observed by the bootmaker that he was awkward about the feet, and that all his toes seemed to be nearly of the same length. The boots which he bought were stuffed at the point with wool to be more easy for walking. A considerable number of the above notes was passed on the third and fourth instant at Cheltenham and Bath to different tradesmen by two men, one acting as servant to the other. The description of the pretended master, who called himself Captain Mowbray, is as follows, viz. 5 feet 9 inches high, rather of light but sallow complexion, very dark grey eyes, small whiskers, shows a little of the smallpox, large rough hands, large feet, wears his boots easy, very genteel in his manner, rather long visage, high cheekbones rather tapering towards the chin, which is rather sharp, good teeth, thick brown eyebrows, nose rather long and a little hooked at the point, but nostrils rather large and flat, good looking and very sharp and quick with his eyes, active and bustling and well made, very much the appearance and manners of a gentleman. Brown hair cut in the common way. From his having his boots and shoes made easy, it is supposed his quick walking was affected. Remarkably ready and quick at figures. Carries himself upright. Was dressed in a black coat and waistcoat with a blue greatcoat over. Blue cloth trousers and Wellington boots. Had 3 or 4 gold embossed seals, and a blue amethyst embossed key was purchased at Bath with a stone in the middle, which he put upon his watch. The description of the other man is an inch or two shorter than the other, about 5 feet 7, darker complexion, open countenance, small whiskers of a sandy colour, light brown hair, hazel eyes, rather short, dumpy nose, not lusty nor thin, but middling. He acted as servant to the other and made himself appear like one. He had on a drab-coloured greatcoat with pockets outside, took off his hat like a servant and smoothed down his hair, which was particularly smooth on the crown. Upright in his stature, rather low forehead, or perhaps it appeared so from the smoothness of the hair. Rather a wide mouth. They had several greatcoats with them, a black portmanteau, and several parcels. They both appear to be about 30 years of age. Please to keep this bill out of sight. J. Downs, Printer, 240 Strand, London.